PRI, Public Radio International.
The crooked made straight, the rough places plain, the sheep go astray, we sing hallelujah, it's Messiah by George Frederick Handel. Manfred Honeck conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Rejoice greatly. Our program made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Handel's Messiah was heard for the first time on a warm April day in Dublin. It's performed at Easter and at Christmas, but for Manfred Honeck, whenever you hear it, Handel's music brings great joy.
It's wonderful to play these great, great pieces. Always when we rehearse these pieces, what a joy is it to play it and to listen to music. Now I understand more and more why this Messiah was played in the Christmas time, because it's so joyful and light and uplifting. And to do this in December as a preparation for the holidays, it's a right piece, and I can't wait to do this.
Manfred Honeck has invited soprano Christina Lanzhammer to make her American debut with this Messiah. She'll be joined by countertenor Robin Blaze to sing music usually heard from the mezzo-soprano, but more often in Handel's day, sung by countertenor.
I decided to go to an original version to have a countertenor for Handel's Messiah, which is very unusual for our time, but it was used in Handel's time always. And so I wanted to bring a new color in here. So instead of a mezzo or a female, we have the countertenor.
Making his Heinz Hall debut with Handel's Messiah will be bass Paul Edelman, and will be joined by American tenor Paul Appleby.
I am actually very much a beneficiary of the Messiah craze because Handel is one of the great writers for the voice. And an axiom that was always thrown around when I was in school was that Handel is the greatest voice teacher, because the way he writes demands great singing. It demands healthy singing. And as you go through your life or your career, your voice is always changing, as your body does, your mind, everything, you know, you age. And some things become easier, some things become more difficult. And so to have a piece like the Messiah, to be able to come back to it pretty frequently maybe not every year, but every couple of years, is a wonderful way to sort of chart how those changes are happening, and then make sure you know how to still sing Messiah. if you're struggling with Messiah, you need to work on it and get it in place. So for me, just as a singer strictly, it's a very helpful tool. And of course, the fact that it's some of the most amazing, beautiful, fun, joyous music to sing is great.
We never get tired of it, never gets old. The depth of it, it's great at Easter, but at Christmas, in Heinz Hall, it's perfect.
I don't come from a family that is particularly well-versed in classical music. They're more Beatles than Schubert, as we said. But nonetheless, that was always there. I remember in the record collection, we had two or three, the Morven Tabernacle Choir. I remember the LP of that when I was a little kid. And it's nice to have those traditions. And this is one that I'm very proud to contribute to, and to every holiday season, hopefully make it something special for people.
Here is Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director Manfred Honeck, joining our soloists Christina Lanzhammer, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, Paul Appleby, tenor, and Paul Armin Edelman, bass. The Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh was prepared by Maria Sensi-Selner. You'll hear the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra perform part one of Handel's Messiah.
Thank you. Of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Thank you. comes a little while, and I will say the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will say, and I will say, oh nations, I say, the heavens, the earth, the sea, the dry land, oh nations, I say, and the desire of all nations above. The Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, leave the messenger of the covenant on he delighted. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
friends to Zion. Get me up into the high mountain. But though that tale is good tidings to Zion, shine, for thy light is come. Arise, 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 shine, for thy light is come.
And the
glory of the Lord. then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. Thank you.
His yoke is easy, his burden is light. George Frideric Handel's Messiah, Part 1. Played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with music director Manfred Honeck. Our soloists were Christina Lanzhammer, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, Paul Appleby, tenor, and Paul Armin Edelman, bass. Paul Edelman is making his Pittsburgh Symphony debut with these concerts. He was a member and soloist of the Vienna Boys Choir. He's sung more than 30 roles at the Opera Theater Koblenz in Germany. Paul Edelman sang at the Vienna State Opera. He's performed in Madrid, Berlin, Brussels, Tokyo, at San Diego Opera, and in Lincoln Center in New York City. WQED-FM Stephen Baum spoke with Edelman backstage.
Paul Edelman, making your Pittsburgh debut, what's your impression of... I assume you worked with Manfred Honeck before.
Yes, we worked a lot in Europe, but it's the first time in Pittsburgh, in the Heinz Hall, and of course very exciting for me.
You have in common with Franz Schubert a little bit of singing in your youth. As a member of the Vienna Boys Choir.
I was even in the Schubert Choir, which is the Schubert Choir of the Vienna Boys Choir.
And some solos? I don't know.
Yes, I was a soloist at the Vienna Boys Choir, yeah. So singing a lot of Schubert in recitals, of course. Schubert is one of the greatest songwriters of the history, so Schubert is a big passion for me.
We'll hear Paul Edelman sing The Trumpet Shall Sound in Part 3 of Messiah, still to come from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Malia Toranjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Resident conductors are Francesco Leche Chong and Andres Franco. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. You'll find archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. I hope you'll write. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Blue Paper Binoculars. Get them free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series. There are photographs of the soloists this season, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit the website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite Pittsburgh Symphony Radio in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.